KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have a cloudy sky, a little bit of light fog off in the distance, and it's 33 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Our forecast calls for areas of fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to cloudy skies, a high of 42. In Southwest Iowa News, Red Oak Police are asking for your help in locating a vehicle that was reported stolen this morning. At around 5:30 a.m., officers with the Red Oak PD responded to 105 West Prospect Street for a reported stolen SUV. The vehicle was described as being a red 2002 Ford Escape bearing Iowa license plates 213WNI. It's believed the vehicle was stolen sometime around 8 p.m. Wednesday. Anyone with information with regard to the incident or who may have seen the vehicle is asked to call the Red Oak Police Department. Their number is 712-623-6500. Red Oak Police Wednesday arrested a man wanted on a felony warrant for theft in the second degree. 45-year-old Daryl Eugene Bredberg of Red Oak was arrested around 6:30 p.m. and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held on a $5,000 cash-only bond. Police in Council Bluffs responded at around 9:15 p.m. Wednesday to an armed robbery at the Nomi Petro Mart, located at 3609 9th Avenue in Council Bluffs. Upon arrival, officers determined an unknown white male came into the business with a black handgun and demanded money. The suspect was dressed in all black, wearing a mask, and there was a red design on the back of his jacket. The suspect then left on foot with an undetermined amount of cash. The case remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigations Division. Anyone with information about the suspect is encouraged to call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-STOP. Well, following a brief public hearing Wednesday evening at the high school in Atlantic, during which there were no comments from the public, the Atlantic School Board voted 4-0 with Board Member Jenny Williams absent to approve a resolution for a 5-year extension of the Instructional Support Levy, or ISL, for the Atlantic Community School District. The move took place as part of a regular meeting of the Board of Education. Board President Allie Bruckner.
It's a continuation of the current Instructional Support Levy until FY24. The resolution will be the same as it has been for the last 5 years in regards to property and user tax.
Monies received by the district for the ISL may be used for any general fund purpose, but will not to be subject to collective bargaining and will not be used to pay employees or benefits. In his report to the board, Superintendent Steve Barber said Travis Squires with Piper Jaffray has created a financial document with valuable information designed to help the district with a certified budget process, different scenarios for capital project financing, and other pertinent data. Barber said also that with the CAM School District's business manager of 30 years taking an early retirement incentive, that created a need that may be filled by a sharing opportunity.
And with the requirements of being licensed for that position and the uniqueness of school finance, it's beneficial for a new person with no experience to have access to that, as well as meet the letter of the law as far as the license is concerned. And we feel that we can provide the support to that CAM school district through an operational sharing, and that would help us, benefit us on that end. And then we'd also be able to support their needs for a shared financial director.
Barber said talks are underway to make the transition into what the responsibilities would be the shared person would have and the support staff in both schools, yet maintain the same level of effective and efficient quality. In an operational sharing agreement, he said the minimum cost split is 80-20, as the Atlantic Community School District needs more than 50% for the financial director.
That's kind of what we're in conversation about, is what's your needs at CAM? And then what's our needs at Atlantic, and how can we make this beneficial for both school district? And since we've lost 100 kids over the last 3 years, this partnership would be one of the pieces where money could be saved while without affecting the quality.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved the resignations of Ginger Bechtold, 6th through 12 media specialist and teacher, Whitney Hoig, 4th grade teacher, Virginia Jordan, 5th grade teacher, and Ben Whitford, district maintenance. He said that Bechtold and Jordan have been with the district for many years.
I think she's had 39 total teaching years throughout her life, and Gina Jordan, 34 years here at Atlantic, and 43 total teaching years, so they've committed a lot of time and energy, not only to our district, but to the profession of education. So hats off to their retirement, and we'll wishing well.
The board also discussed 2018 summer capital projects, and they acted on approving a resolution pertaining to improvements of the district's athletic facilities, which calls for the current athletic fields at the middle school to remain intact, with improvement being made to the current sites without the need to relocate. It also specifies the goals and commitments toward the project, the establishment of timeline and deadlines within the timeline. In our funeral announcements this morning, Mary Welsh, age 84, of Greenfield, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A massive Christian burial for Mary Welsh will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Marion Perdue, age 95, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Caring Acres in Oneida. Funeral services for Marion Perdue will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Tim Blust Dunleavy, age 79, of Avoca, died Sunday at his home. A massive Christian burial for Tim Dunleavy will be held Friday at 11 o'clock at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Daniel Starr, age 57, of Panora, died Friday at his home. A memorial service for Daniel Starr will be this Friday at 6 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Arlene Bunce, age 88, formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Arlene Bunce will be held on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Teresa Bloom, age 87, of Walnut, died February 8th at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Bloom will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Dwayne Liddell, age 83, a lifelong resident of the Grant and Griswold areas, died Monday at the Good Samaritan Society in Villisca. Funeral services for Dwayne Liddell will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Virginia M. Jensen Schnack, age 84, of Harlan, died February 9th in Harlan. A celebration of life for Virginia Schnack will be held next Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Gary Simmons, age 79, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in an auto accident in Trainer. Funeral services for Gary Simmons are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That is a check of our news this morning, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.